This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, 11:47, BT and Sal back on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. Sal is off all week. Now, finally, the eye surgery will be behind them. He is back from Disney Tuesday. Was he having the surgery Wednesday, right, Hoff? Is that true? Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday.
All right, so he'll recover, and then he'll be good to go. And before you know it, I mean, like, honestly, talk about St. John's, talk about Selection Sunday, which is March 16th. I mean, baseball is rapidly approaching. It's, usually the winter goes really slow. I guess everything speeds up as you get older, but I think this winter's been flying by. Either way, you got a lot of good stuff to look forward to. 888-808-1019 here on the Fan. We get Maddie in Hillsborough back to the calls. Little Johnny's Knicks. Sean Mania is banged up. What's happening, Matt?
What's up, BT?
Hey, Matt. How
I
you
got
doing?
A question for you.
Yeah.
Good, good. By the way, I saw you on TV. They flashed you. Had your red Johnny sweatshirt on. You were right behind the bench, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was when I took the Jen of the kids. Yeah, yeah. That was the last Creighton game. Yep.
All right. You only get to see one in your lifetime. A Knicks championship. Or St. John's?
Who am I picking? It's not even. It's St. John's, 100%. 100%.
That's what I figured. But what if I threw in St. John's or the Jets?
St. John's.
Okay.
I know that's nuts, right? You know what's happened? And I know that, Matt, listen, it's a personal question. Now, my answer is based on personal dynamics that I'm smart enough to know that nobody cares about. Trust me, and I don't want to make this about me. You just asked me the question, so I'm going to answer it. What's happened this year, and even, like the last couple of years, certainly, you know, my son loves basketball, and so is my daughter. She's grown into it as well, and they're young, and like the ride, and even my wife, who was from Texas, like she's like, St. John's stinks. She said when we first met, St. John's. I'm like, easy, take it easy. Let's not disparage Johnny's too much, otherwise we might have to rethink this commitment. But, she's a couple of years younger, and, the 80s St. John's and Mullen means nothing to her. So I understand, I understood what you meant. But it's, like, become a real family thing, and that's, it's not the same with the other sports. She's a Cowboys fan. Now, we're all Yankee fans, but, yeah, and then I'd be doing the games. I mean, the Jets win the Super Bowl. I'm never going to be calling a Super Bowl. I don't know, maybe I get back in that Yankee booth, Hoff. I'm not going to say no to the World Series. Keep that door slightly open, but the probability, probably less than 1%, if not zero. But yeah, I mean, Johnny's keep playing. I keep doing the games we'll make. And what's cool, too? It's fun for me, and I know you guys love Mink. It's been fun for me to see Mink so energized. Mink is very emotionless. Dove, Mink. We always kid around, he can't ad lib if his life depended on it. Everybody says that. It's true. But, he is a buttoned up, broadcaster and a good one. But I've really enjoyed seeing him, I won't say loosen up because he's not tight to work with. He's easy. He's actually one of the easiest people I've ever worked with in my life. But he's just, he's leaning into the enthusiasm and the nuttiness and the possibilities, maybe a better way to put it, of what St. John's could do. Let me get Alex in East Quogue, BT and Sal. I know he's not happy with his Knicks. He's probably going to bang on Tom Thibodeau. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I'll get to that, but let me make one other point beforehand. Good afternoon, bro.
What's up?
Who was the hands down executive of the year in the NBA?
What are you talking about, last year or this year?
This year.
It might be the Cavaliers.
No.
Who?
It's Sean Marks.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I mean, you got to win before we bestow the honors on you, but okay.
I give it to them whether they win or not. Get five first-round picks from a kid. Bridges, and I wouldn't call it a front runner. I'm not a back runner. I didn't like the Bridges trade from the beginning. Fine, you said earlier today, let's not jump on it because all his games haven't been terrible. Have you ever heard anybody describe somebody who was traded for five first round picks and that's
No, that's true. Okay. No, but Alex, one thing, I'll let you make your other points. The one thing though, I just say that to balance out some of the Bridges criticism. I do think it's been a bit over the top and a little unfair over the course of the season. I think people piled on at times. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, maybe it's unfair to him, but it's because he was put in this situation.
Yeah.
But it's not unfair to criticize the trade. He has to take some of that criticism because the trade is insane and it's gonna hurt the team for years down the road. Now, let me get to my man here. Let me get to my main man. And again, you know, I've been saying this even in the best of times over the last couple of years. I've never been a Tibbs fan.
You were calling me and Tiki complaining about Tom Thibodeau. Go ahead.
What can I add? And again, all the guys that were calling up earlier today and saying Kenny Atkinson, this, I agree. I mean, you know, you couldn't know that he would have this level of success, but I thought he was a good, fresh young guy that handled the situation great. I love Johnny Bryant. You know that. I'm glad to see they let him go. But here's one last thing I'll say about Tibbs. How the hell do you allow Towns to come back in down 18 with 3 minutes to go, limping around the court after he had to go have his knee checked out?
I have no idea. That is honestly, this is going to sound worse than I mean, but that is a fireable offense.
I agree. Take it easy.
I'll see you, buddy. And I wouldn't fire him. Now, after the year, we're going to have some discussions here. But that was so cavalier and so unnecessary. I don't know how else to frame it, you know? How about Mark in Brooklyn, BT and Sound on the Fan? Mark, what's going on, bud?
BT, my guy, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
BT, I find it interesting. I'm thinking about my Knicks. I'm not a Mets fan. I'm a Yankees fan. But I'm thinking about my Knicks and the Mets. And I'm seeing parallels, I think, between the two. From the standpoint, I think you have two teams kind of in year one of their eventual windows. Obviously, Knicks had, you know, before the trade, we had some success. But really, year one of their windows. And I ultimately don't think either are contenders. I know the Mets still have a lot to see about that. But you're laying the foundation. You're laying the foundation of the standard. And, like, I'm a big Knick guy, season ticket holder. Okay. I appreciate that in year one of this, we're the three-seed BT. And we're probably locked into the three-seed. And we're already getting antsy. We're already starting to ask for the firing of the coach. I almost like that because it's increased the standard. Like 2 years ago, we win a first-round series, and it's like we've won the finals. It can't be that way in MSG.
I agree.
So I like that. We're laying the foundation. One last point. What you don't want to do, and I think this is important with the Bridges contract coming up, you don't want to lose your flexibility. If the next ceiling with this team is a three-seed, then I don't think you want to lose your flexibility. Maybe you do make an OG trade. I've heard that might have been floated. Maybe you don't re-sign Bridges and you just eat that trade, which is what it is. Maybe you fire Thibodeau, but don't lose your flexibility.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be tough to sell. I think everything else you said makes some sense. I think you're more optimistic than me, which is fine. I respect that. My reason for, I think, my lack of belief in this team is that I don't know what's going to get better enough to elevate them to a championship team. You know, growing pains are one thing. Like, you know, over the years, you have teams, and there's something to be said for, you know, those battles where you get some scars and you learn how to go through it together, and there's some character. And you come back, you're better for it. You're more fortified. You're more one. But, you know, again, I don't think the window for the Knicks is as pronounced as some of you, not all of you. I think more of you are with me than maybe the last caller there. I think most of you are down on this team, and rightfully so. I think the only real optimism at this point is of the blind variety. Like, it's early. You know, they'll figure out they still got a couple of years to go. It's less tangible, and that's a problem to me. 888-808-1019. BT and Salem on the Fan, juggling the Knicks, juggling the Johnnies. We're also Sean Manaea's injury. He actually spoke. I want to play that for you coming up next hour as well. Hit you with the King topic of the day. And Dominguez, how long are we going to roll him out in left field? BT and Salem on the Fan.